I'll start. This is dictating on Patricia Morris, M as in Mary, M-O-R-R-I-S, Morris, Patricia, P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A. Date of birth is 5/20/41, and date of visit is 6/2/23. Please make copy for Sergei Turchin. That's S-E-R-G-E-Y, Sergei. Turchin is T-U-R-C-H-I-N, date of M.D. The patient is in Palm Coast. I'm sorry, the M.D. from Palm Coast. Next paragraph. Dear Sergei, thank you for sending Patricia Morris for evaluation. Next paragraph, history of prison illness. This is a 82-year-old female who has a past history of diabetes, hypertension, history of bilateral pulmonary emboli, and history for COPD with asthma was on home oxygen at 2.5 liters nasal cannula at night. The patient was hospitalized recently, and it just x-ray done on 4/20/23 shows diffuse interstitial opacities with small to moderate left pleural effusion and a trace right pleural effusion, suggestive of CHF. Period. She also had a CT of the abdomen, which showed no acute abdominal abnormality, but had bilateral pleural effusions with pulmonary edema. The patient is orthopneic, she has leg edema, denies chest pains, and she has trouble ambulating. Next paragraph, past history has included history of diabetes mellitus and hypertension, history of atrial fibrillation and CHF, history of bilateral pulmonary embolism on Eliquis, and you also had surgery includes right inguinal hernia repair, hemorrhoidectomy, cholecystectomy, and umbilical hernia repair. She had a complete hysterectomy and CABG times 3 with mitral valve replacement in 2016. And she has had coronary artery stenting done and had skin cancer removed from her nose. Next paragraph, allergies to eomycin, sulfa, cipro. Next paragraph, habits the patient smoked one pack per day for 18 years and quit. Does not drink alcohol. Next, med list included albuterol, NEBS, TID, PRN, Eliquis 5 mg BID, Coreg 3.125 mg BID, fluoxetine 20 mg, 2 capsules daily, Flonase nasal spray, 2 sprays in each nostril daily, Lysix 40 mg daily, and Montelukast 10 mg daily, Atrovent nasal spray, 2 sprays in each nostril daily, and Entresto, 24-26 milligrams, 1 tab BID. Aldactone, 25 milligrams, once daily. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died of a heart attack. Mother died at an elderly age. Next, system review. The patient has gained weight. She has fatigue. She has cataracts. Also has sore throat. She has urinary frequency. And no flank pains. She has hay fever and asthma. And chronic bronchitis with wheezing. She has heartburn, no diarrhea, constipation. Denies chest pain, but has jaw pain and calf muscle pain and leg swelling. She has depression with anxiety. She has muscle aches and easy bruising. She has headaches, no memory loss, no skin rash. She has itchiness of the skin. Next, physical exam. This moderately obese elderly lady, alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure 140/70, pulse is 82, respirations 20, temps 97.6, weight is 170 pounds, saturation 92. HE India norms, phallic pupil 3 active and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy, thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions and bibasal crackles. Heart, the heart sounds irregular as one and S2 with the apical systolic murmur 2/6. The abdomen is soft, protuberant, no masses. Extremities, edema 1+ with decreased pulses. Reflexive 1+ with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number 1. CHF with ASHT. Number 2 is atrial fibrillation. Number 3, COPD with asthma. Number 4 is bilateral pleural effusions. Number 5 is diabetes mellitus type 2. And number 6 is possible obstructive sleep apnea. And number 7 is depression. Next plan, the patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study and get an ultrasound of the chest to evaluate the pleural effusions. So also get a CBC and a complete metabolic profile. And she's advised to use a nebulizer 3 times a day with albuterol solution. We will arrange a polysomnogram as an outpatient for possible sleep apnea. If the pleural fluid is significant, a thoracentesis will be planned. She will continue diuretic therapy as ordered. And I'll make an addendum after her next visit in 3 weeks. Thank you for the conversation. Can you please add in the allergy section? Allergies also to Levaquin and Metformin. And and Cyclor. Okay, that's the allergy. Thank you, this is Dr. D'Souza. Copy for Sergi Turchin, MD. TURCHIN, Sergi is SERGEY, MD is Dr. D'Souza.